الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، by the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى. We spoke last week about the story of Adam alayhi salam and how he passed away. So we continue our classes inshaAllah ta'ala for this area. I found it's necessity for us to study Siratul Anbiya. And as we know, all of us, that Adam alayhi salam is a Nabi from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The first creature Allah made him by himself, by his hand. And we found last week that when the death approached or came to Adam, and the decision of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made to take his soul, Allah is the one, he created him, but the decision came to take his soul. He sent the angel Malak al-Maut, and before he passed away, اشتهى ثمار الجنة. He has a desire to eat from al-Jannah, from the fruit of al-Jannah. And when his children went out to search for this kind of fruits, which their father asked about it, قابلتهم الملائكة. The angel met his number of his sons, and they asked them, where are you going? They said, our father is very sick, and he asked for fruits, to eat some certain kind of fruits. And the angel told them, those angels came in the form of men, and they asked his children that the decision made by Allah tabaraka ta'ala, we gonna come to take his soul. And in their hands they carry all the material of coffins, such as coffins or axes to use it to make a grave, his grave, and the box which is going to put him inside this box. And then after that they said, Ya Bani Adam, Ma Tatlubun, and they answer him, what did you ask? They asked, they were looking for fruits from Al-Jannah to feed our father. Our father asked. Therefore, my dear brothers, we learn from this incident. Sometimes our father, our mother, they love to eat. And the decision made by the doctor not to eat such kind of food. But if you see actually the death is come closer, you give them the food. Don't stop, feed them, give them the food, they love it. Because they have to eat it before they meet Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But anyway, they told the decision made by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is not allowed to eat anymore from this dunya. The decision made by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, no food for him. As we understand, every one of us has a decree or destiny from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So you have your food are limited in this life. You have your provision are limited in this life. No matter what you do, if Allah tabaraka ta'ala wrote for you, you are not eating, so it's finished, it's over. Therefore, some of us, when we're getting old, and we have, like, we are surrounded by such kind of disease, you are not allowed to eat such kind of meat, for example, because you have a very high cholesterol. So this is your dunya life, like this, it's fixed. So you may find, actually, yourself, in the beginning of your life, you eat everything. But when you reach certain age, it becomes difficult. You are not allowed to eat certain kind of food. It's written by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Anyway, Hawa, our mother, alayha salam, when she found them, she knows about them. Because they are not known in a community. Strange people came, so she figured it. They are the angel to come and take the soul of her husband. She ran to speak with her husband, Adam alayhi salam. and he was 960 years as we clear it. Allah, he wrote to live, wrote for him, or the decree from Allah Ta'ala to live 1,000. But remember, he gave 4 years in advance for his son Dawood alayhi salam. And the decision came from Allah to take his soul at the age of 960 years. She ran to him and she spoke to him. She came closer to him and she told him that the angel of death came to take your soul. Then Adam alayhi salam, he told her, "Get out from me, leave me alone between me and the angel of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. What happened to me? I received a harm from you before." She is the one, she encouraged him to eat from the tree. "So all whatever I have, because Adam alayhi salam, he figured it, he disobeyed Allah tabaraka ta'ala. But Allah, he gave him tawbah. He accepted his tawbah. So the angel came in anyway and they took his soul. قَبَضُ رَوْحَهُ الشَّرِيفَةِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. They took his soul. And then after that, they by themselves, they made the grave. They made the grave for Adam. لَحْد. And as we see, the لَحْد is to cut in the land and to put his body inside the land, not direct to the land. They cut
to the side,
and then they put his body. That's called lahd in Islam. They did not. If you put him, that's qabr, aqbaru. Aqbaru, it's mean to put him in a grave direct to the land. But when you cut in a side of the or a side in the land, meaning that's called lahd. And they, of course, they covered him by his coffin, and then they taught his children. قالوا يا بني آدم هذه سنة الدفن. This is the sunnah of the dafn or the burying. If you bear anybody, you have to do the same way. They taught them. But anyway, مات آدم. آدم passed away عليه السلام بعد حياة طويلة, after a long, long years. كلها طاعة لله. He obeyed Allah تبارك وتعالى. Since he disobeyed him the first time and Allah accepted his tawbah, he lived all his life to obeying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he never made any error after that. No mistake after that. So he concentrated after Allah accepted his tawbah, he concentrated in this area. Walhamdulillah, and Adam lived for 960 years, and Hawa, 1 year after him, she passed away. Our mother, she passed away after him 1 year. But I just like to go with you in the story of the tawbah of Adam. He disobeyed Allah only once in his life. This need from us to go and concentrate actually about the tawbah between you and Allah, because we need it. All of us, we committing sins, and we need a sincere tawbah from Allah tabaraka ta'ala, and we have aqidah not to disobey Allah. I'm talking to myself before any one of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he disobeyed Allah tabaraka, and you know the story of his, when Allah commanded him to eat everything in a jannah except one tree. Everything to eat except the test, to test him. And it's written by Allah tabaraka ta'ala that Adam will fail in this error. He will disobey. It's known by Allah. It's not something Allah, he doesn't know. Allah, he told him. And before, their awrah used to be covered. How is their awra, their private part, used to be covered? There is a nur for Adam and Hawa. His awra, his private part, and his awra for our mother Hawa, were covered by a very special light made by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. None one of them could see their awra, could see each other's awra. But after he disobeyed Allah tabaraka ta'ala and he ate from the trees, alright, the shaitan came. قال يا آدم هل أدلك على إيه؟ على إيه؟ على شجرة الخلد. Shall I tell you about the tree? A tree, if you eat from it, you will live forever. You never die. And this is a good deal for any one of us. None one of us like to die. Everybody like to live their all his life. So, shall I tell you about a tree? If you eat from it, you will live eternally. You're never gonna die. Then Adam, he failed in this test as a human. And he ate, and his wife also. Both of them ate from it. And of course, this encouragement came from Hawa, the mother. All right. Now, after that, فَبَاءَتْ سَوْآتُهُمَا. بَاءَتْ سَوْآتُهُمَا. That means their private party became showing. SubhanAllah, Allah took it over. The light which they covered, He covered both of them. Allah took it over. And then when they found themselves, became uncovered in their awra, and that فَطَفِقَ يَخْصِفَانَ عَلَيْهِمَا إِيه مِنْ وَرَقِ الْجَنَّةِ. So they ran to bring the leaf of the tree. What kind of tree is? شَجَرَةُ التين, the fig. There is a tree in the Jannah. In that time they call it the fig. And they have a special leaf, this very soft, and they start to take it and cover themselves. Both of them, they start cover themselves by this kind of the tree leaves. And then Allah Ta'ala asked him, and then start run all over in the Jannah. Allah asked him, Ya Adam, هل تهرب مني? Are you escaping from me? Allah asked him. Then Allah Adam, he answered, Ya Allah, لكني أستحي من ذنبي. I feel ashamed from my sins which I committed. Allah is the one who created him. So there is nobody in the Jannah to see his awra. But he became embarrassed. You understand? Because his awra, his private party became showing clearly. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, while exactly Adam, he was very, very tall man. He looks like a bami tree. You know, the bami tree are very tall. And while he is running in the Jannah, actually because he gets embarrassed from his sins, one of the tree holded him. One of the tree holded him. Especially his neck. He became blocked to run or to continue running in the Jannah. Then he spoke to the Jannah as Ibn Abbas. He said, وسعيد بن جبير رضي الله عنهما, when they mention this in the tafsir from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, of course, and then the tree hold his neck. He became, or the tree became around his neck, holded him or prisoned him.